Welcome to Beside the Still Waters by Pastor Sammy Jechi. My dear friend, the Word of God.
Hallelujah. God is a good God. Amen. Nyame yede. Amen. Tell somebody, God is a good God. And smile. Give him the African smile. And tell him, God is a good God. Come on, go to about five people. Move your body to five people and tell them, God is a good God. Somebody, laugh with somebody and tell him God is a good God. Hallelujah. Some of you are magicians. You can sit. You can just sit and wish that people hug others for you. Hug somebody and say, God. Come on, give God a better clap and shout. Come on, this shout is not reaching even the middle. Amen. Praise God. God is good. And all the time, hallelujah. I want you to, are you ready for me now? Praise God. I want you to turn with me to Hebrews 11. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11. We'll read from verse 1 to 6. But the actual deal is in verse 6. Amen. Okay, let me reserve because of time. Let's all go to verse 6 straight. Let's go to verse 6 straight. Let's all, shall we pray? Lord, we thank you that the entrance of your word brings light. We ask in Jesus' name that you fill this place with your spirit. Grant me utterance to speak your word. Give your people a listening ear. Yes, and a heart that is receptive to your word. Let faith work in this place. In Jesus' name. Let's all read verse 6. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's all read verse 6. Let's read it loudly. Let's go. That is not loud enough. Some of you are not speaking. I am seeing your mouth, so I know you are not speaking. Come on, let's go. Must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder. Gently seek him. Hallelujah. Can we read it a second time and let it make sense to you? Let's go. Amen. Now let's go back verse 1 quickly. Verse 1, let's go. Let's go to verse 1. Take me to verse 1 quickly. Let's all read it loudly. Let's go. Hallelujah. Can you say it better? Let's go. Say. The evidence of things not seen. And then come to verse 6. Let's go. But without faith, it is impossible for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who... Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good. Now, I want to ask everybody this question.
What is the level of your faith? It's very important. Scale of 1 to 10, where do you place your faith? Just begin working it out in your mind and in your spirit. You know what? Interestingly, most of us have faith. You have faith in the chair you are sitting on, because you believe that when you sit on it, you will be safe. Is it true? Yes. When we close and you walk to the side of the road because you believe, you are picking a taxi and you sit in the taxi because you believe that the taxi will take you to your destination. Isn't it? And sometimes you also, you know, go on board a plane. Interestingly, and trusting your life, your dear life, oh my God, your dear life into the hands of the two pilots. And then into the hands of the metal bed. And you believe that you will get to where, and you see, interesting, it's not like from market to where? Barnyard. The plane is crossing you over from one continent across the ocean into one continent. But you believe that you will get there. Altitude. I was sitting on board, and I looked at the altitude. I said, wow. Ineke opo. That's why, for some strange reason, I don't like window side. Because I like watching. And sometimes you watch and you see only water. My God. One day, as we're sitting on the plane, I think we're coming from Atlanta to Memphis or something. I've forgotten. And the thing started shaking. It was as if we're walking on the road and it was portal. Big B, big B, big B. They said, everybody, yeah, did you? Obianja, Dianidi. Make sure you put on your belt. And the first prayer, oh Lord, save my wife. Take us to Panama. Oh Lord, take us to. I started speaking in tongues in my spirit. At that time, everybody was quiet. And it was raining. I said, oh Jesus, I know you are there. I tell you, you haven't seen one. Who has experienced that before? Yeah. Hey, Jesus. But somewhere, somehow, you know something? I believe that somewhere, somehow, we were going to pull through and we're going to get to Ghana. And I thank God we got to Ghana and we were all happy. If you sit in the plane with Ghanaians, then you know how Ghanaians appreciate God. The moment we get, everybody's clapping. Ka, 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 ka. Oh, have you seen that before? Oh, the last time you went to London, you see you. Amen. Everybody's clapping. And everybody, I'll ask for Ghanaians, I mean, whether you like it, the moment the plane lands, everybody's clapping. Everybody claps. Amen. And for me, Somebody said, Ghana for me, you don't know. Amen. But the whites, everybody will be quiet. I sat in a plane with all whites. I was the only black. Hey, Ghana, hey. Yes. Now, it's amazing. You're sitting all these metal machines and you believe that these machines will take you to your destiny. And you don't even think, there is no effort. You don't make any effort, but you know for sure that these machines, you were going. And we just sit after we have put our faith in these things that are invented by the one who created the inventor of the machines, and we put our faith in it, and we believe that these machines could take better care of us. Yet the creator who created the inventors of these machines is calling on us to look for him and put our trust in him. And because we don't see him, we think sometimes that maybe he will answer us. Our God is closer to us more than we think. Oh, come on, come on. I don't care if you clap. I don't care if you clap. Hallelujah. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. And I am here this morning to present the creator of all these physical things, the creator of all the inventions that benefit us and make life easier for us. I am here to present that one to you. His name is Jehovah. Oh, come on, is somebody here with me? He is El Shaddai, the multi-breasted one. In another vein, he's an all-powerful God. He's capable of doing many things at the same time. Listen, multitask is coming from the concept of God. When it says somebody is multitask, it means that he can do many things at the same time. Listen to me, there is no being, there is no entity who is multi in doing things than our God. He steps into this place and is multi-breasted. Whilst you are taking comfort, another one is taking, whilst you are taking healing, another one is taking deliverance. Whilst you are taking deliverance, another one is taking breakthroughs. Breakthroughs financially. Breakthroughs in our businesses that we do. What a God that we serve can compare himself with this kind of God that we serve.
Stay tuned, but we'll be right back. You are welcome back to Beside the Still Waters.
I present to you the one who says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Have you forgotten that to open the waters for his people, Israel, to pass through? I am here to tell you that same water that opened for the people of God to pass through, that same water he caused to swallow up the Egyptian army. He causes the vapor to fill the earth. He causes the waters to open. He causes things to turn around to our surprise this morning. Let me tell you this. That creator is very close to you. It's very close to me. It's very close to you. What you think God will never do, he will revisit it. Oh, come on. Give God a better praise. Give him a better praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus is always looking for faith on earth. For somebody who will say, in spite of the situation, I know that my God is alive. Come on, is somebody here with me? Tell somebody our God is alive. Oh, come on, disturb him, disturb him. Don't whisper, tell him. Disturb him. Say, our God is alive. Do you have the ability to disturb? Can you disturb somebody? By now, Hanagri, can say, our God is alive. Mako Shakayaba. Tell the third person, say, our God is alive. Smile to them and say, our God is alive. Hallelujah. Oh, those of you on this line, the other line, you are too serious. What is going on there? Tell somebody our God is alive. Yes, sir. Our God is alive. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yesterday, you knew what came to pass. Today, you are experiencing all for you. But I'm telling you, the future forever, you don't know what is in store for you. But I will have a good message for you. There is hope for the future. The harder you clap, the closer your breakthrough. There is hope for the future. No matter the case, there is hope for the future. He will never leave you nor forsake you. There is hope for the future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me encourage somebody. There is hope for the future. Hallelujah. Now, is there any area of your life where you have not been able to trust God? You know that somehow there is a little bit of doubt in you. You wonder whether God will pull you through or not. You have many questions around you because you've seen God do it in somebody's life. And you say, Lord, when will my time come? And at a point, you give up. It happens to us all. Don't give up. Don't give up. Tell someone, just whisper. This time, whisper. Don't give up. Be careful who you are whispering to. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Don't give up. Sometimes you feel that all is gone. You have come to the crossroads. Is somebody here with me? You feel that as the hand is God, sometimes we calculate with our own minds as to how God will do it. The interesting thing is, you see, in life, nobody advises God. Nobody teaches him. He does it at his own will. And everybody's time will come. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? If Johnny's time was this dawn and Daniel's time was in the morning, your time is coming this afternoon. Hallelujah. Praise God. I say your time is coming. Yes, it might be that you see his time came and you've been waiting. And it never materialized. It doesn't mean God has left you. Your time here with me. Hallelujah. Is somebody here with me? I am about to introduce to you a scripture. Ezekiel chapter 37. We are going to read from verse 1 to 14. And it's very interesting there. Let's go to Ezekiel. If you have a Bible open, amen. Well, you are lucky we have it on the screen. Praise God. Amen. I don't know if you are ready to go with me. Praise the Lord. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley. And it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around. There were very many in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry. And he said to me, let's all read it together. Let's get into the conversation. Let's read it together. Let's go. Son of man. Can these bones live? live? So I answered, Oh Lord, you know. Aya. And he said to me, let's all go to it. And he said to me, what? Come on. I want the temple to go. And he said to me, what? Prophesy to these bones and say to them, Oh dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Let's go to the next one. Verse 5. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will to enter into you and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, I prophesy as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling and the bones came together. Bone. Hallelujah. Come on, is somebody following me? Indeed, I looked. The sinews and the flesh came upon them and the skin covered them over, but there was to the breath in them. And he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come, I want you to say that thing with me. Let's go. Four winds, oh breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. Hallelujah. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Mako Shakataya. Somebody is about to give birth to an army. Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Now, listen. This prophecy was commanded around the year 7 to the whole. And at that time, Ezekiel, the whole of the house of Israel, especially the northern kingdom, was in captivity under the Babylonians. And so what happened was that once the northern kingdom was in captive, okay, the northern kingdom were also brought into it. And so around 586 BC, all the two kingdoms were totally under servitude, if you can, under the Babylonians. But you know what? The Medo-Persian empire also rose once upon a time. And they subdued the Babylonians. And so all the nations that the Babylonians had captured, all right, into captivity, now were set free. And so in actual fact, when Ezekiel was prophesying, they were prophesying about the situation of Israel. At that time, they were in captive. They were serving their masters. And they felt like they were dejected. Now, the period of captivity was 140 years. Can you imagine? Now, the nation Israel had been in captivity for about three or four, almost four generations. And so God steps in and thank God for the people of Israel. Anywhere they were taken to, they never turned away from God. They kept their tradition. They kept their faith in God. So it was in the midst of their trusting God that one day God will show up. Yahweh was going to show up to deliver them. That God opened the eyes of Ezekiel and took him to the valley and said, look into the valley. See, and the bones are very dry and not dried, but they are scattered. And God is questioning Ezekiel that, can these bones live? At that time, Ezekiel didn't have the faith to say yes, because he didn't know the mind of God concerning the dry bones. Now, here is the principle. Sometimes when you find yourself in a problem, you hardly can say that it shall be well, no matter what, because the problem has overwhelmed you, has swallowed you up. It will take another force, another presence to get you to know that that situation can change no matter what. And so when Ezekiel was asked this question, he had given this answer. Now, you see, God comes in and he said, prophesy. The word for the prophet is Nabi in the Hebrew language. Now, when a prophet is prophesying and is being asked also to prophesy, it means that you must nabo, you must prophesy the doing word of the prophet. Is somebody here with me? Now, immediately God asked him to prophesy, energy, anointing came from heaven and overshadowed Ezekiel, and he began to prophesy to the bones. This morning, somebody is going to be turned a nabi, and you are going to nabo, you are going to prophesy, and when you speak the prophetic word, situations will respond to your voice. Oh, come on, can I have a C, prophet? And yeah. Come on. This morning I know I'm going to see prophetesses. I'm going to see prophets. Is somebody here with me? All ladies, are you ready to prophesy? Oh, come on. Is somebody here with me? Sometimes, you see, when you have heard the word, time and again, on and on and on. So it's one of the things. Today, just take a different posture. Tell yourself, I am going to prophesy. My God, if there is nothing you can prophesy, but maybe there's no problem, thank God. All you have to do is to prophesy into your future. Speak things into your future. Let me tell you, things are just working around you against your future. But you are going to stand your grounds on the basis of the word of God and prophesy. Prophesy about your children. Prophesy the word into your life about you, your siblings, your father. Speak the word into your future. Every young person here, are you here with me?
We hope you have been inspired and transformed by Pastor Sammy Jechi. Stay blessed.